For over a year now, Andy has been a member of a Lonely Hearts Correspondence Club. And during that time, he's been exchanging some rather romantic letters with a girl that the club calls his pen pal. At the moment, he's composing his weekly letter to her, and his brow is furrowed as he gropes for just the right words.
My dear darling Floretta, let me see how I'm going to pre-pose to her this time. Oh, come in, Kingfish, come in.
Yeah, well, hello there, Anna. Say, what is you all frowned up like that for? Your face looked like you slept in it.
Oh, I'm just writing a letter to a pen pal of mine in Georgia.
Oh, pen pal, huh? What's he in for?
No, Kingfish. No. This is a gal that I had responded with, Florence Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I done pre-posed to her 4 or 5 times.
Oh, you told me about Florence, yeah.
Of course, I ain't never met her.
Oh, one of them lonely heart deals, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know anything about her?
Oh, yeah. From what she writ me, she is cultured and refined. She one of them career gals.
Oh, career girls, huh?
Oh, sure. She got her own car washing rack.
Well, the thing I got to admit, Andy, you was really a great lover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got gals all over the place. Whatever happened between you and that other gal you was engaged to a couple of weeks ago, that Charmaine LaRue?
Oh, she was just a passing fancy.
Mm.
After I pre-posed to her and bought steamship tickets for our honeymoon to Cuba, she went on the cruise with her mother and left me standing on the dock. So I decided to jilt her.
Yeah, well, the reason I mentioned Charmaine LaRue is because I met her on the street this morning.
She's back to town, you mean?
Yeah, she said she was going to call you up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's after 3 now, I guess you forgot it.
Well, it's a good thing she didn't call me, because I'd tell her a mouthful. I'd really tell her off, Kingfish. Wait a minute, that must be her now. I'm going to jump on her like an atomic bomb.
Yeah, well, there's it, Andy. Give it to her good.
Yeah. Mystic Knights of the Sea, Mr. Brown speaking.
This is Charmaine, Andy, sugar honey. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice again.
Listen here, hello.
Well, if that's the atomic bomb, she ain't got nothing to worry about. I say let Russia have the thing.
Andy, the way you talk, it sounds like you still cares for me.
Cares for you? Well, after all, ain't you still my little dumpling face? And ain't I still your great big honey bear, huh?
Hey, holy smoke, the stuff that can come out of a grown man. I don't get out of here. I'll see you later.
Get out, kid. Excuse me for protruding, honey, but, what was that we were saying?
Well, Andy, the reason I called, my club is giving a dance Friday night, and I was wondering if you'd like to go with me.
Oh, sure. You can count on me.
It's formal, so you'll need a full dress suit. You have one, don't you?
Formal full dress suit? Sure, yeah.
Okay, then, Andy, that's Friday night. You can pick me up around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, so long, honey. I love you. See you then.
Goodbye.
Full dress suit. I wonder if the Salvation Army is handing out them things.
Let me see here. I know that old full dress suit is in the back of this closet here someplace.
George? George Stevens, where are you at?
Uh-oh, there goes the old pressure cooker blowing the top again. I was here, honey.
Oh. Well, what you doing rummaging around in that closet,
Well,
George?
I tell you, honey, I was here that Andy has been invited to a formal dance on Friday night, and he ain't got nothing to wear, and I'm looking for that full dress suit of my grandfather.
George, do you think that suit is all right for Andy to wear?
Certainly, it's in great shape. It's been in mothball since Cleveland's inaugural.
Well, George, instead of fussing around with this suit, I wish you'd figure out how we could make some money, because we're broke again.
Well, don't worry about it, honey. I'll figure out some angle.
Angle? It's always an angle instead of work. I ought to listen to my mama. She begged me not to marry you.
She did, huh? Well, I've been doggone for 20 years. The old goat's been on my side. I didn't know it.
You're just impossible. And another thing I'd like to know, just why is you getting out that suit for Andy?
Well, the boy's got a pocket full of money and is going to a formal dance with this Charmaine LaRue gal. And I'm going to sell him the suit.
Sell him that old rag? Say, why don't you just hit Andy over the head and take the money out of his pocket?
Hey, that's a good thought. Keep that reserved in case he don't fall for the suit idea. Well, there you is, Andy, a beautiful full-dress suit. If it fits you, it's all yours, for only $50.
$50 for that thing? Look at it, Kingfish. It's all faded and mildew.
Mildew? No, no, Andy. It's just the latest shade and evening clothes. It's what they call midnight green.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. It still looked mildewed to me. Kind of moldy.
Moldy? Well, the fellow who wore the coat was a doctor, and now and then he used to raise a little penicillin on the sleeve.
You got a nice crop of it there, I'll say that.
Look, Andy, just slip the coat on here, and we'll see how she look on you. I know it's going to look good.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute. A moth just flew out of the lapel there.
A moth?
Yeah.
Oh. Andy, don't you know a silkworm when you see one?
I ain't never seen no silkworm with wings before.
Well, yeah, this is called a flying silkworm, you see?
Hey, look, there goes another one. Holy smoke, that silk lapel is nothing but one big cocoon.
Now, don't worry about it, Andy. Come on, slip the coat on here now.
Yeah, okay, I'll help you.
I'll help you. Just hold still there. Now, there he is. How's that?
What happened to my other arm?
Well, you just got it hung up in the sleeve lining there. You'll find it in a minute there. It's in there somewhere. But the coat really looked good on you, and it got a nice drape to it, too, eh?
Yeah. These tails, though, is a little long in the back, ain't they?
Well, Andy, the length of the tails in a full-dress suit isn't about a tears, my boy. Yeah. Personal, I like the way it drags along the floor there. It got sort of a bridal train effect, you know what I mean?
Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. Wait a minute. I was just holding the pants up here, and they don't even meet the coat. Look at the space between there.
Andy, that's the latest style. It's what they call a plunging pants line. Very good there, too. Oh, and here's something I forgot. The white vest that just go with the thing, this white vest.
Wait a minute, here. That's got spots all over.
Well, I suppose they have spots, Andy. The man that had this suit before was a big society man. What? He wouldn't wear nothing that wasn't right, because, oh, he was really into social swim.
What was he swimming in, gravy? Look here, Kingfish, I don't want this suit at no price. I gotta get one that look good when I take Charmaine to the dance Friday night.
Yeah, well, you really got a crush on this Charmaine LaRue, ain't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah. You know, Kingfish, I think for the first time in my life I was really in love.
Well, I can tell the way you're acting, you got it,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna end up by marrying that Charmaine.
Yeah, well.
Wait a minute, what you want, Lightning?
Here's a telegram that come for you, Miss Andy.
Telegram for me? Let me have the thing, Lightning.
Yeah, open it up, Andy. Maybe it's some good news, like a close relative dying, leaving you some money or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it from, Andy?
Holy smoke. It's from Foresham, down in Georgia. The one that I ripped her about marrying me.
Hmm.
She's coming to New York and wants me to meet her on the train at 9 o'clock Friday night at the depot. Wait a minute here. That's the night I'm going to the dance with Charmaine.
You sure is in a spot, all right, Miss Andy.
I'll say. If that Florescent shows up, she's going to bust up my romance with Charmaine. Boy, if this ain't a mess. I was trapped between two women.
Well, Andy, now you can see the one advantage of being a married man.
What is that, Kingfish?
You always know which direction your bruises is coming from.
Happy little wash day song, for a wash that's whiter and brighter than new. Rinso washes, rinso new, rinso white,
whiter than new,
rinso bright,
brighter than new,
rinso white, rinso bright,
rinso new,
rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new, rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
Yes, and I've been thinking over the situation that you was in here, boy.
Well, I don't know what to do, Kingfish. I'm going crazy. I can't meet Forrestin at the train when I gotta be here at the dance with Charmaine.
Yeah, well, Andy, I think I've got a solution for you.
Yeah?
This Forrestin gal from Georgia ain't never seen you. Yeah. So the thing for you to do is to get some other fellow to go down the train there and meet her and make believe that he is you.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it'd be worth your while to pay some fellow $20 or $30 to go down there just to meet the gal.
Yeah, that's right. I'd pay $30 for a fellow to do that.
Fine. What time you want me to meet her now?
You really sprung the trap on me there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Andy, I can do a job for you as good as anybody, and with sapphire on my neck, I really need the money, too, son. I really do.
Okay. Well, now, look, the thing that bothers me, Kingfish, I was crazy about Charmaine, and with this fluorescent in town, she could mess the whole thing up, you know?
Yeah, well, I got that figured out, too. Now, look here. If I tell her that I is Andy Brown, I'll give her some story that'll make her leave town. That's what I do.
Yeah, in case she don't believe you, too, you better get Shorty to Barbara or somebody to back up your story.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that, too, Andy. Now, tell me this. How I gonna recognize this girl?
Well, she's arriving at the Grand Central Station at 9:15 tonight.
Hmm.
And she says she's gonna wear a corsage of roses on her shoulder.
Roses on the shoulder.
That's right. And the important thing is to give her some story to get her out of town.
Yes, Andy, and I was just thinking. If it works, I might even try it on sapphire sometime. I hope no one I know sees me down here at this station doing a crazy thing like this. Well, I got to look for a gal with a corsage on her shoulder. Yeah, she ought to be on that train that pulled in. Let's see here. That ain't her. Oh, there she is. There she is. Holy smokes. With a face like that, it's one of them roses don't wilt. Well, here goes nothing. Pardon me, miss, is you a Fluorescent Jackson?
Well, yes, I am, and I just know you is Andy Brown.
Yeah, that's right. I is Andy, yeah, that's I.
Well, at last we meet. My, I'm so excited, I don't know what to say. Stand back and let me look at you.
Yeah.
But I love you anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I crazy about you too, Fluorescent, but there's something
you know,
that...
Andy, different to what I figured. Why, from your letters, I thought you'd be the most romantic lover in the world. I thought at least you'd put your arms around me when we met.
Yeah, well, I was more of the handshaking and the backslapping type of lover.
Oh, Andy, I waited so long to meet you. I just gotta give you a little squeeze.
Hey, wait a minute. Let go of me. Look out, Sapphire. Stop this. Let me go here.
Oh, Bunnyhead, you're so bashful.
Bunnyhead? What is this? Holy Moses, if I'd have known that this part of the deal was this tough, I'd ask for more money here.
What was that?
Nothing. Well, so, Rosson, I gotta tell you something. Now that you and me done finally met, honey, it is time to say goodbye. Well, I don't know whether I ever writ you this in my letters, but I happen to be a scientist disconnected with the Museum of Unnatural History.
Why, no, you never wrote me that.
Well, the bad news is I just found out this morning that I got a leave on an expedition to the Amazon River.
The Amazon River?
Mm.
Oh, but we can't separate now that we've met. Oh, Andy, take me with you.
Oh, no, my darling, I couldn't do that. With the fever down there, there's a good chance that I might never return.
But, Andy, this trip sounds awful dangerous.
Dangerous? Well, I don't want to frighten you, but actually there's so little chance of us ever getting back that instead of using canoes, we're paddling up the river in coffins. That's what
in coffins?
Yeah, in coffins. And on top of that, we're all wearing tuxedos so that we won't have to stop and mess with no details.
You mean that if something ever did happen to one of the men, you wouldn't even stop?
No, we just close the lid, yell hallelujah, and be on our way.
Andy, I don't know what to say. You, a scientist, going on a crazy expedition like this. The whole thing sounds silly. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's true, all right. Matter of fact, the expedition train leave from this station about 15 minutes. And on top of that, I see the leader of our expedition heading over this way now. So I won't have much time. Come over here, Chief. Fluorescent, I'd like to have you meet the leader of our expedition and one of the greatest scientific brains in the country today.
Well, this is a pleasure to meet you.
Well, what a beautiful woman. What a gorgeous creature. You is the prettiest woman. Did you come in on a broom?
Tell me this, Chief. Is everything set?
Oh, yeah. We right on schedule, all right. Yeah, we leaving for the Amazon River tonight. We's catching the 9:30 train for Alaska.
Alaska?
Mm.
What Amazon River? in South America.
Yeah, it is?
Why, certainly.
We must be using an old map.
I still don't see the reason for this whole expedition. What are you going to do down to Amazon anyway?
Oh, that is very important. Yeah, we're going down there to look for the lost tribe of... We're going down there to penetrate the jungle of... we're going down there to capture... I think it's a picnic, ain't it?
Say, Chief, I think you better get along now and see about our luggage or get on the train. Mm. By the way, is our safari on board yet?
No, he's coming later by boat. So long.
Oh, I tell you, honey, he's a great fellow, the Chief. Of course, he ain't been the same, though, since the natives shrunk his head on our last trip. You see?
Yeah, it looks like they got to his body, too.
Yeah, they give him the full treatment. Florescent, I was afraid this is goodbye. I suppose you'll be taking the next train back to Georgia.
No, as long as I'm here, I think I'll stay in New York for a while.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't do that. You got to go back to Georgia there now.
No, Andy, I think I'll stay here in New York and wait till you get back from the Amazon.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Now, there's a woman sitting over there with the traveler's aid. If you're going to stay here in New York City, maybe she can find you a place in the suburbs like Albany or Buffalo. Ask about them places.
Well, I'll see what they have.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that you'll never see me again, but good luck to you.
Oh, Bunny Head, won't I ever see you again?
Well, if you're ever down the Amazon and you see a satin-lined canoe floating down the river, just peek in and say hello, will you? I see you and your gal Charmaine at the dance last night. You certainly looked like you was having a good time, boy.
Oh, yeah, Amos. Me and Charmaine really done tripped to light elastic, all right.
Yeah. Is he really a nice gal? Everybody noticed you when you all arrived.
Oh, did you see us arrive?
Yeah, I just happened to turn around and she was paying the taxi fare, yeah.
I ain't gonna be rebassed no more like that, I'll tell you that. Next time I'm gonna get her to slip me the money before we leave her apartment. Say, Amos. How'd you like me in my full-dress suit, top hat, and boiled shirt?
Well, you really look nice, Andy. And I noticed when they started playing the rumba there, you was the only fella that wasn't slipping and sliding all over the place there.
Yeah, well, I got a good grip on the floor with them white sneakers that I was wearing.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice time, and that Charmaine sure is a sweet gal, all right.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm happy that the Kingfish got that fluorescent out of the way, because now I got smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Come in. Oh, Charmaine, my love, come in.
Oh, hello, Andy. How are you, Amos?
Why, it's fine, Miss LaRue.
Say, Andy, I was just in the neighborhood and I thought I'd drop in and tell you the news.
Yeah, what is that, honey?
Well, you know my aunt works for the Traveler's Aid. Mm-hmm. Well, she called me up last night and asked me if I'd share my room with another girl. Oh, she's a very nice girl from Georgia, and her boyfriend just left for the Amazon. Her name is Florescent Jackson.
Florescent Jackson?
Andy, why is the van standing out on your head like that?
Could you come up tonight, Andy? I'd like for you to meet her.
Well, I'd like to, honey, but I tell you, I was afraid I can't. I can't do it.
Why, Andy, what's the matter?
Well, I just remembered. I expect a nervous breakdown.
Friends, I wish Seamus and Andy were on television tonight because I have here 12 beautiful Christmas cards that I wish all of you could see. They're really handsome, colorful cards, each a print of a winter scene by a famous American artist. Now, you'd say the set of 12 cards is a big dollar value, but here's a surprise. You can get them all for just 25 cents and a Rinso box top. Yes, 12 cards with envelopes for 25 cents and a Rinso box top. But you must hurry. There's only a limited supply. The address is Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8. This offer is limited to the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. Allow 3 weeks for delivery, but hurry, avoid the last-minute Christmas rush. Send 25 cents and a Rinso box top to Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8. Do it today.
No, me. Kingfish, this is a mess, all right. That gal Fluorescent moving in with Charmaine.
Yes, and sooner or later they're bound to find out that you is the boyfriend they're both in love with.
Yeah, I had a date with Charmaine tonight, but I had to call it off. I don't want to go near that place.
Oh, yeah, when them two jealous women find out that you've been making love to both of them, you were liable to come out of that apartment through three different doors, you know that?
I wonder if all the other handsome fellas has got this trouble.
Yeah, with this fluorescent living in the neighborhood, it ain't such a good spot for me neither, you know.
Well, what you mean, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, that fluorescent thinks I as you. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If I was walking with Sapphire someday and that gal come up and throw arms around me, call me Bunny Head, it's going to be a regular Indian mascara around there. Well, Calhoun, the politician, come in there.
Glad to see you, boys. Glad to see you.
Hey, we got a little problem here, Calhoun. You was a smart fella, ain't you?
I'd be the last one to deny it. What's the disturbance?
Well, here's the thing in a nutshell, Calhoun. There's two gals that's madly in love with me, and I'm afraid when they find it out, they're going to be plenty of trouble.
Yeah, when them gals find out you is two-timing, they're liable to pull that old Wall Street system.
Wall Street system? What's that?
They declares a stock division on your head and splits it two for one.
Look here, Calhoun, this is serious. These two gals is rooming together, and they bound to find out that they is both in love with Andy, you see.
Yeah, now tell me this. Ain't it some way that we could separate them before they find out about me?
Well, why don't you do the gentlemanly thing?
No, what is that?
Get one of them thrown out in the street.
You mean, get one of them evicted out, huh?
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. I tell you what to do. You could tell them that the apartment was overcrowded and it was against the law for two people to live there.
Yeah, that sounds sneaky enough to work, all right. Say, Calhoun, you are the great man when it comes to solving these love problems.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful when it comes to dealing with a woman. You know, they can get awful suspicious, you know.
They can, huh?
They sure can. Like the time my wife come home unexpected and found me talking kind of mushy with a woman that come up to tune the piano.
Well, why should that make her suspicious?
We ain't got no piano.
Say, Kingfish, what you writing there?
Anna, I done took Calhoun's advice, and I just writ up an eviction notice to send to them two gals.
Well, how you expect to get them out that way?
Well, I writ up the thing on the basis that they is living in overcrowded quarters, and according to the law, there ain't enough air space for them two of them in that apartment.
Yeah, that ought to get that fluorescent out of there. Yeah, what did the notice say that you writ there, Kingfish?
Well, first of all, I got it printed at the top here, eviction notice. Then I say here, U.S. Housing Authority, Suffocation Division.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it's right from headquarters, all right. Yes, sir.
Then I start off here, I say, dear criminals. our department has done checked the airspace in your residence and found out that the legal limit for your room is 1 2/10 people. In short, 8/10 of one of you has got to go.
Oh, see, I think this is going to do the trick, Kingfish.
Yeah, then the thing go on here, say, looking up the records on your room filed with our engineers, we find the oxygen in your room is only enough for one gal and a potted geranium.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, then I finish up here by saying the commission wishes to inform you that your present condition with two gals in that small room is the most flagrant violation of the Cramped Quarters Act since the Black Hole of Calcutta.
You was really hitting that thing hard, Kingfish.
Yeah, if I ain't got him up to there, then the P.S. down the bottom here kind of cooks him up here. Look at that. If you fail to follow the above orders, you will be subject to fine, imprisonment, or both, and many other things too gruesome to mention. That's right.
That's great. Now, if we can just get Lightning to nail this thing on their door, we's all set and both of us is in the clear.
Yeah, you know that fluorescent gal, she got a lot of nerve coming up here bothering you like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, come to think of it, she did have nerve. Just cause I told her I loved her, couldn't live without her, she had to go and try and make something out of it.
Yeah! Yeah, well, come on, Anna. Walk down the street with me here, boy.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, it's sure been a great day for us, ain't it, Andy, old pal?
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, everything worked out like a charm. Served the eviction notice, and Fluorescent moved out of Charmaine's apartment this morning.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness that Fluorescent is out of my life for good.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I'm breathing easier with that Fluorescent out the way, too. You know, she thought that I was you, and Bad enough Sapphire yelling at me about money without having to think I'm making goo-goo eyes at some other woman already.
Yeah, you said it. Well, here's your house, Kingfish, so I'll go on. I'll see you later.
Well, so long, Anna. So long. See you later, boy. I got the money. Happy days is here again. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, I get on in the house, yeah.
That you, George?
Oh, yes, it's me, honey. Supper ready?
No, not quite, George, but I got some big news for you.
Oh, what is that, Sapphire?
Well, George, I know you wouldn't do nothing about it, so I finally found a permanent way to solve our financial problem.
Oh, you is, huh?
Yes, I done took in a boat, and I want y'all to meet each other.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there she is.
Bonnie Head, you didn't go to the Amazon after all.
Hey, wait a minute. Get down. Hey, you know, Andy, that there's 1.5 billion women in the world.
1.5 billion, huh? Golly, what a racket they'd make if they all start talking at once.
Well, if they happen to be talking about soap, more women would prefer Rinso. Rinso gets clothes whiter, brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. Rinso is marvelous for dishes, too. Rinso makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier, and pots and pans positively shine. Get the economical giant-size Rinso right away.
And ladies and gentlemen, won't you stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
Friends, this is the time of the year when you're asked to help your neighbors do your community chest. The community chest in your town fills a great need, a vital need that helps to make your neighborhood a healthier, better place for you and your family to live. Give as generously as you can to the Red Feather worker who will call on you soon for your contribution to your community chest. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy Gets Skin Cleaner gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.